Hey, something that we'll never see again, maybe a dunk contest that goes into double overtime. But one thing for sure that we'll never see again, at least not in my lifetime, 40K? 40K in points scored of all time? That's impressive. And I don't think we'll ever... You know what? I can't say that we'll never see that again. Maybe my generation won't. But the generation after... Or maybe even the generation after that, because the game just continues to change. I'm not even going to say for good or for worse. I know it's more entertaining now. It's more on the entertaining side. And I'm not fully with that. But at the end of the day, being a part of record-breaking history, you know, the all-time scoring record being broken, 40K being set... It's something different. It's something to talk about, you know. Now, one thing that I didn't do that I did when I seen Bron break the all-time scoring record, I didn't see him set the 40 mark. I didn't watch at least that. Well, I don't even think I watched that full game. And I definitely didn't see. I mean, I saw the clip, but I didn't watch it live. So... I'm not gonna say it don't count, but I just didn't watch live. I remember the night when he broke the record. I remember the shot. So, and I thought it was special. I was high as a kite too. I was high as a kite watching that, and I remember how special it was watching that. Now, 40K. I think the reason why I didn't watch that, I didn't think I was too much. I didn't think I cared like that much too. I was impressed. I ain't gonna say I didn't care, but I was impressed at that time. I think I was out and about. Me and a wife was out and about chilling and partying, if I'm not mistaken. So, and I think we had the option to watch the game, but we were so caught up into the festivities that I bypassed it, you know, the whole entire game. And he set it against the Denver Nuggets, who we end up eventually losing to by 10. That's the only team that I'm scared of in the West right now. We recently just played OKC. I heard Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith is, when I tell you, I think I wasn't going to come on here and talk about Stephen A. Smith or nor Shannon Sharp. It was more about the record and then more about our place in the West, the Lakers that I'm speaking of. And then I was going to get to the dunk contest. But I do want to get to Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp. Shannon Sharp opened up the year with one of the most, I want to say, vivid interviews in social media history right now, and that's the Cat Williams. And the reason why I'm bringing up Unc Shay Shay, is because he is a sports figure, you know what I mean? And I think he has done a very, very, very solid job with the interviews outside of sports. And the sports show that he has was Ocho Cinco. I think it's phenomenal, right? But ever since that interview with Cat Williams, it seems like he let it play out for a while, but it's like he's slowly trying to come and chase that high again. And I think it's ugly. Starting out with the comments, and this, I think this was prior to the Super Bowl. I think it was either prior to the Super Bowl or a little bit afterwards. I can't recall, but I do remember him making a statement that along the lines of Beyonce can't do what Taylor Swift could do. And the only reason why we're bringing up Taylor Swift, yes, is she one of the biggest stars in the world? Absolutely. But I think the NFL giving her that light every Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Some Mondays, a few Thursdays, and definitely the playoffs and the Super Bowl, giving her the light to shine on a national stage once a week. And I think that helped, because I think if you flip it around, and honestly, it wasn't like that. Because remember, Jay and Beyonce used to come to the games all the time. All the time. They would come and see Bron play. So it wasn't like it was an L.A. thing. It wasn't like it wasn't like they were attached to the Lakers. No, they were seeing Bron play when he was in Cleveland. They were seeing Bron play when he was in Miami. And even if they had got courtside seats at opposing team, they was there to watch him. You know, they had, and to their defense, they were going and see high school. They was at Sebastian Telfair games. You see what I'm saying? In high school. So I think it's kind of weak what Shay Shay is doing right now as far as chasing that high. And that's what it looks like, bro. It looks like he's chasing that high. Stephen A on the same wave doesn't necessarily have to do it, but I kind of understand him doing it more than Uncle Shay Shay. Why do I say that? It's because me and 12 Cal, and you'll have to wait for that episode to come out, but we did it on his platform where we talked about the dunk contest and why I feel like Stephen A is just chasing comments and clout that he's been blaming Bron his whole career of not being a participant in the dunk contest. So I had to break down a reason why I think it's just bullshit, right? So check that episode out. And that led me to the Mount Rushmore of dunkers that they posted online. They gave us certain athletes to pick from, but only four spots, if you know your Mount Rushmore. But I think it's kind of whack that these two figures, and they just happen to be black. We always got to shit on somebody for the clicks. And it's like, we know when SportsCenter, not even SportsCenter, First Take, we know when it's looking bad. We already know when it's that time of the season. It's not going to be that much to talk about during certain times of the year, especially in the summertime when two of the biggest sports franchises is in the offseason. That's NFL and that's the NBA, right? So they only have baseball to carry them. And then, you know, the other much smaller franchises under that. It's not much to talk about, bro. You know what I'm saying? We've been stuck on the NFL. We've been stuck on basketball. Now, that doesn't mean that the other sports are not as important, but it's not as drama pushed or entertaining as the other two sports that I just said. I mean, truth be told, even my baseball watchers will admit, you know, once it gets to September, October, that's when everybody really lock in. I can totally understand that because even with basketball, some basketball fans say, hey, man, I'm not getting into it until after All-Star weekend. I can understand that. But I think it's weak, though. I mean, as a person who has criticized Bron and his career and gotten over it, you know, it's like it, now you can see it from the other side. It's like, dog, y'all can't blame him for everything. You know what I mean? And to continue to do that, sometimes it come off as I don't have anything else to talk about. So let me bring this up. Let me keep pushing on this. Let me keep pushing that nerve. And it's like, dog, he's on the verge of retirement at any given moment. And you're still bringing up the dunk contest, which he didn't do. He's been in the league for over 20 years and you're still bringing that up. He's not the reason. But to move forward past that, I just wanted to share my thoughts on those two cats, who is a part of our culture, but seems to, I don't know, you know, I get it. It's all about the money. It's all about the clicks and likes. The dunk contest, Mount Rushmore, when we get up out of here, open run with BTG, won't have you here too long, but we got 10 participants for four slots. Dr. J, Dominique Wilkins, Michael Jordan, Nate Robinson, Gerald Green, Vince Carter, Blake Griffin, Zach LaVine. And now these two last cats that I want to bring up, I actually brought one of them up on the show. And I felt like this was my strongest point to the whole dunk contest argument, right? So we have Jason Richardson and Josh Smith. I honestly do not even remember Josh Smith dunk contest. Jason Richardson for sure, because one of my arguments, one of my points when I was debating 12 Cal was a lot of these dunks we've seen before, but the reason why other players get praised more for the same dunk is because they put a little sauce on it. What's the sauce? I mean, it's the sauce that they talk about at Hero's Chicken up in Chicago. It's the sauce that they talk about down there in the DMV with the Mamba sauce. You know what I'm saying? It's that everybody has had fried chicken before, baked chicken, barbecue chicken, but that sauce is what makes their chicken stand out. Jason Richardson had went between his legs in a dunk contest, but he threw it off the backboard. He threw it off the backboard, aiming straight forward at the rim, right? Now, Josh Smith, I can't even recall his dunk contest. I can't even. So that alone, that eliminates him. Nate Robinson is like, what, a two or three time dunk contest championship because of his height and because of the sauce that he put on the dunk contest where he actually jumped over Dwight Howard when he jumped over Superman as Kryptonite, right? Here's the problem. And this is for my list alone. The reason why Josh Smith has to be moved out, you know what I'm saying, is because I feel like a player has been shorted, right? Josh Smith, to me, was a good dunk contest, participant. But I feel like Aaron Gordon has been in two heated rivalries in the dunk contest. And he got gypped in one, in which he enjoyed the Zach LaVine one. I'll never forgive Dwayne Wade for what he did to Aaron Gordon. I'll never. All that Heat Mafia, Miami Mafia bullshit, him point shaving and shit like that, that's weak, dog. And he admitted it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is weak. For a person who, nah. And that's why he'll never do the dunk contest again. But I'm a rock with the 10 that they gave us. I just feel like Aaron Gordon should be in the place of Josh Smith. That's all I'm saying. So with that being said, I'm going to eliminate one by one. Josh Smith is up out of here. That leaves 9. Next after that, I might have to go with Gerald Green, even though he had the cupcake candle. That was crazy. He's out of here. Blake Griffin jumped over the car. BD out of the sunroof, the Kia. Nice promo. He's out of here. Now that leaves Vince Carter, Zach LaVine, Nate Robinson, Jason Richardson, MJ, Dominique Wilkins, and Dr. J. Dr. J gonna have to go. Dr. J gonna have to go. Why? It's not him. It's when he came out. They were the basic dunks. It was the basic dunks, okay? There have been plenty of cats that dunk from the free throw line, including MJ. A lot of cats attempted, but only one attempted the greatest one and made it. For that, Dr. J got to get eliminated. Now, MJ and Dominique have one of the coldest duos or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's up there with the Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon. The problem is they didn't have Aaron Gordon on this list. With that being said, I think Dominique has to drop. I think he got to drop. The difficulty in his dunks is one thing, but the average fan base won't understand that. It's the flair that they're actually looking for. Back then, it was flair. Now, it's just regular. I'm going to have to, and that now leaves Michael Jordan, Vince Carter, Jason Richardson, Nate Robinson, and Zach LaVine. So if the next person that I drop, that's it. The four would be set. So I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to set the three and just do the final spot. In the first spot, Vince Carter. Second spot, Zach LaVine. Third spot, Michael Jordan. Last spot is between Nate Robinson and Jason Richardson. And I might have to give it to, drum roll, Jason Richardson. Because he went between the legs, 12 cal. Jason Richardson gets the final spot. That's your Mount Rushmore of the dunk contest. MJ, Vince Carter, Zach LaVine, and Jason Richardson. Don't hate me. Just hate my opinion. I'm about to hear Open Room with BTG. Close my goddamn gym and get the hell up out of here.